Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. I want to talk a little bit today, some more about William Branham. I get just so many emails about William Branham, mostly from Africa, believe it or not. But they talk about how William Branham is Jesus himself. I mean, it's amazing what the people say. I'm flabbergasted by some of it, but you know, it's just the way it goes. I have mentioned in articles in the past about Branham that he believed he was the last day prophet, and here's what he had to say, Footprints on the Sands of Time, page 214. And you know what's strange about it? He thinks he's a last day prophet, but you know what? There's been, since Branham died, there's been I don't know how many dozens who claim to be the last day prophet also. So, you know, which one's right? Well, none of them. But they all think they are. But anyway, Branham said, "Now I'm just your brother by the grace of God. But when the angel of the Lord moves down, it becomes then a voice of God to you. But I am God's voice to you. Now see, I can say nothing in myself but what he shows me." So see, he's saying that he is now a prophet, that he is speaking God's words direct from the Lord. His followers believed that him to be the spirit of Elijah based on Malachi 4 and the seventh angel of Revelation 10. Unfortunately for him and his followers, Branham has to be labeled a false prophet. There's just no way to get around it. A lot of the things he prophesied did not come to pass. An example of that would be, what was one of his, let's see, he prophesied that Jesus would return in 1977 along with the destruction of America. Branham said, "Jesus did not say no man could know the year, month, or week in which he was coming would be completed. I sincerely believe and maintain as a private student of the Word, along with divine inspiration, that 1977 ought to terminate the world systems and usher in the millennium." That was in Seven Church Ages, page 322. So see, he prophesied, and it didn't come true, folks. I don't know what more we can say. Excuse me. As you can now see, naturally, Jesus did not come back. America is still here. It's now 2012, and so you're left with a couple options to believe. Here's your choice that you have. You got two choices. And there's no other choices here, folks. It's just two of them. You can make up a bunch if you want, but they're not real. Here's the only two choices you have concerning this prophecy. William Branham, number one. William Branham received the information from a demonic source, as an example, his angel, whose father is actually Satan, not God. Or God lied. Well, we know God doesn't lie. So what are we left to believe? Well, Branham made a false prophecy. Deuteronomy 18, verse 20-22 says, "But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if thou shalt say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken?" Well, when a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing not follow nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken, but the prophet has spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him. That's Deuteronomy 18, verse 20-22. Branham also preached a thing called the serpent seed teaching. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not. That's something else that's something else that Branham taught that, I'd like to speak on just a little bit here. The serpent seed teaching is the belief that Cain was produced through sexual intercourse between Eve and the serpent in the garden. The curse of the serpent's seed, he believed, is the cause of all mankind's problems, and women are to blame, and it's evident in their temptation of men. That's William Branham spoke that in My Life Story, page 19. Women are to blame because it's evident in their temptation of men. It's crazy. Branham also believed that the serpent seed was a missing link between man and monkey. Hitler also believed in the serpent seed teaching, and this was his main reason why Jews needed to be eliminated, for the Jewish nation was of Satan, according to him. Now, if Hitler believed in this and Branham believed in this and Hitler was of Satan and Branham is of God, then we have a huge problem, right? Well, no, we don't. But that would be a problem if they both were right. You see what I'm saying? It's also noted that Branham despised women on one occasion stated, "But I remember when my father's still up there running, I had to be out there with water and stuff. See young ladies that wasn't over 17, 18 years up there with a man my age now, drunk. And they'd have to sober them up and give them black coffee to get them home to cook their husband's supper." Oh, something like that, I said. This was my remark. Then, "They're not worth a good clean bullet to kill them with it." That's right. And I hated women. That's right. And I just have to watch every move now to keep from still thinking the same thing. And that's from M. Brannon, My Life Story, Spoken Word Publications, page 27. Another quote from All Things Are Possible, page 162. Excuse me. "So now we can see why he was so adamant to preach the serpent seed teaching, for he had an immense animosity towards women. This would be would also explain why he preached a rigid moral code for women with regard to dressing, hair, and etc. Branham also had a revelation that allowed for divorce. And that's, like I said, in All Things Are Possible, page 162. Now, in the Bible, Genesis 4, verse 11, Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, "I have gotten a man from the Lord," not from the serpent or from Satan. She said, "I have gotten a man from the Lord." Now, Branham also believed a lot in the Zodiac and Egypt pyramids. Let's see, how did that go? He believed that the Zodiac and the Egyptian pyramids are equal to Scripture. That's right. The Egyptian and Zodiac deals are equal to Scripture and revelation of God's Word. That's what he always thought. This might, I add, is also one of Franklin Hall's strange beliefs that was passed on to Branham. After Branham's death, a tombstone in the shape of a pyramid was placed on his grave. Now, we know that the Zodiac and the pyramids play a huge part in the occult. So how on earth can the occult be equal to Scripture? Witchcraft, astrology, the New Age, all these, they all use the pyramids and the Zodiac for divination, for predicting the future. We know that. That's just a common practice still happening today. That's what, you know, witchcraft and astrology and the New Age people use. The pyramids are an essential holiday spot for occultists, witches, magicians, necromancers, and many demon spirits. If you don't believe that, just go over there and see. The narrow passages throughout the pyramids allow for occult soul travel, where mummified kings and other notable people were buried with gold, food, and other worldly possessions in the belief that their soul would need these things in the afterlife. Pyramids also have an occult alignment with the stars, the Zodiac. What's the Bible say about this? Well, in Deuteronomy 18, verse 9 through 12, says, "When thou art come into the land which the Lord hath thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with the familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee." Well, there you go. Branham believed that all denominations were marked of the beast, by the way. except for his denomination, of course, which was pure. Therefore, if you follow anyone else's teachings and not his, you're doomed. Branham believed that some humans are descended from the serpent's seed and are destined for hell, which is not eternal, however. The seed of God, those who receive Branham's teachings, are predestined to become the bride of Christ. There are still others who possess free will and who may be saved out of the denominational churches, but they must suffer through the great tribulation. He considered denominationalism a mark of the beast. And that's the Dictionary of Pentecostal and Charismatic Movements, pages 95 and 96. Now, also, Branham believed he was commissioned by God to open the seven seals in Revelations. Branham said in our book, William Branham, Standing in the Gap, 0623.1M is the code for that book in the archives. Branham said, I saw seven angels in the form of a pyramid that swept down, picked me up, and was brought east to open the seven seals of God. Whew. Crazy, huh? Also, Branham does believe that he is the only prophet. Branham said this, our hope is in God, 1951, tape number 51-09229. Here's what he said. There never was in the age any two major prophets on the earth at one time. There were many minor prophets, but there were one major prophet, and Elijah was a prophet until Elijah came. Then when Elijah was taken off, a portion, double portion of Elijah's spirit came upon Elijah. See, he's saying there was only one prophet at a time. Now God uses prophet, a man. If you use a bunch of men, you get different ideas, see? Each man, two men, whatever. Never did he have two major prophets on the earth at one time. He takes one so the other one can take its place for another day, another message. He never has two. He has one at a time. That's in the Evening Messenger, 1963, tape 63-0116. Now, God always deals with one individual, according to Branham. Two men got two ideas. There never was two major prophets on earth prophesying at the same time. Look back and see if there was. No, sir. Too much scrupled up. He's got to get one man completely surrendered and use that person. He searches for that person, but there will be one sometime. Somebody will listen to him word by word. That's the fourth seal, Revelation of the Seven Seals, 1963. That's tape number 630321. Many historical prophets did indeed prophesy at the same time as others in the Bible. So Branham's are actually wrong about that. Several minor prophets did as well. You know, he got Hosea and Micah and Haggai and Zechariah. Ezra 5:1-2 actually says, now Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the prophet, a descendant of Iddo, prophesied to the Jews in Judah and Jerusalem and in the name of the God of Israel who was over them. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, son of Jozadak, set to work to rebuild the house of God in Jerusalem. And the prophets of God were with them, helping them. Also, Numbers 11:25-29 has some examples of that. In fact, some minor prophets prophesied at the same time as the major prophets. Hosea and Micah were contemporary with Isaiah. Habakkuk was contemporary with Jeremiah. But Branham's most obvious error was in saying God never sent two major prophets at the same time. One of the four major prophets, Daniel, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, were all contemporaries during the years 595 and 587 B.C. So see, the difference between Branham and the true prophets of the Bible, where that's the true prophets of the Bible, were not confused, never presented two different ideas, never got their messages all scrupled up, and most importantly, their words were God's words, hence they appear in the Word of God, unlike Branham, who teaches a different gospel. It's just some of the stuff that Branham, that he talked about was crazy. Some of it was really hard to follow. William Branham was a strange guy, but he was a false prophet, folks. And I just wanted to share some more information with you about him. And, hopefully we'll have more to say on that at a later date. Well, I appreciate you being with us again this week. And God bless each of you. And we'll see you Monday. God bless you.